Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps keep kids safe online. Follow the link in the show notes to get more information and a special promotion for you, the Backseaters. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside slash directly across from me in our back room slash studio slash our two youngest children slash daughter's bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson, who has the flashlight on her phone off for some reason.
That was an accident.
Were you just going to snap a little thing for your Instagram story of which you've never posted?
And if I watch a story, I feel like I have to comment.
Oh, like respond to them?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I do that as well. Oh, but I don't watch that many stories.
Well, as noted, about 4 months ago, you got into memes.
Yes.
Mel got into memes recently. Yeah. So you tend to be a little behind as far as what's considered cutting edge on all things social media. But today, welcome to the podcast, everybody. It's so great to hear from you. Today, we are going to talk about, in honor of the fact that my YouTube special, Overwhelmed, is now on YouTube. It was on Amazon for the last 10 months, but we released it on YouTube yesterday. If you have not listened, watched that, go watch it. And if you're like, man,
you
I wanted to support...
No excuses now.
Yeah, exactly. If you're like, man, Dustin, I really... I mean, other than just lack of desire, that would be...
Right. That would be excuse number one.
That would be excuse number one. So. No, I have no interest, but which that's crazy to me that you're like, I like this podcast, but not Dustin Nickerson's comedy. But that's that means I can maybe they can I can just give them the just Mel part of the podcast if that's what they really because I feel like I'm better at stand up than the podcasting, but I don't know. Some people prefer this.
Yeah,
whatever.
To
I don't.
Each his own.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, in honor of that special being out on YouTube now. Today's theme is on feeling overwhelmed as parents. Melissa and I have spent most of the day fighting.
Sure.
You know, there's been some stress and some depression and some anxiety and plenty of arguing with many different family members. I think everybody fought today. I think every combination, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think everybody... Probably got
a spat.
Put a spat with somebody else, with every other member of the family today. So, but we know what the reasons for that are. We know the reasons for that are because the world is asking a lot of us right now.
Yeah.
It's a very busy time. And we have kids transitioning. In the true sense of transitioning, that they're going from one thing into a new thing. We have other looming outstanding factors. We have health stuff. We have a million different things contributing to that. So we thought we would just have a conversation about that because it's the only time we've made to chat today.
Today, because I got to go to the pharmacy and Walgreens and tonight. etc.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the same thing, right? Pharmacy and Walgreens, which is
no,
a good example.
No, unfortunately, it's not.
Oh.
Because I have to go to the Kaiser Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So you're leaving after this.
Well, I don't want to, but yeah.
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 Yeah. If you could make sure mm-hmm. to swing by Sierra Liquor, that would be really helpful.
That dive you on under the freeway?
Yeah, don't. Just get some LaCroix. That's all I'm just saying is get some LaCroix. But anyways, before we dive into all that real
quick. I think
that
will solve all the problems.
Yeah exactly. before we dive into all that, couple things. One, if any of you guys are interested in coming in, you know, to live stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. in person, in the flesh, stand-up comedy. We have some of those. I have some headlining shows coming up. I think we have they're all on sale, with the exception of San Diego, for what we're going to do till the end of the year. This coming Sunday, 8:15, I'm in Spokane at Spokane Comedy Club. And the 25th mm-hmm. of August, I'm at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, and you guessed it, Kansas City. And that rounds out the August dates. Getting into September 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 4 straight days in Texas, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Austin. Co-headlining was Zoltan Kassis. Mm-hmm. The 9th, mm-hmm. Helium in Portland. The 10th and 11th, Seattle, Laughs Comedy Club. The 12th, Tacoma, Washington, at Tacoma Comedy Club. The 19th, St. Louis. September's busy. Yeah. Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis. The 22nd, Irvine, the Irvine Improv. Going in October 6th, Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis. The 11th, 17th, we're at the Improv in Milwaukee. The 18th, the Improv in Chicago. And the 5th, Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. So mm-hmm. tickets are on sale for all of those right now at dustinnickerson.com/shows. Also, if you really enjoy this podcast and all things Dustin Nickerson comedy, we'd, you know, encourage you to check out our Patreon. Patreon is a way that you can give a little more mm-hmm. and get a little more, you know, including merch discounts, as including free stuff in the mail, like stickers, which you probably have a round of that coming up soon. Melissa sends stuff. Mm-hmm. We've got content, exclusive content, and content that you guys get before
early
access. We mm-hmm. have a, some about to record one of those here soon, cameo, a yearly cameo. You
Nickerson
know,
Christmas card.
It's almost Christmas card.
Holidays are
have we thought of that
up.
Idea? I thought I'd...
you think of it on our way to the shoot. You no, maybe a couple days before. That.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
the idea comes mm-hmm. a little closer. Yeah, so yeah,
we put, like we put our head down and brainstorm.
Similar to Halloween costumes, I usually come up with mine Halloween mm-hmm. day. You know.
Yeah.
So go to patreon.com/DustinNickerson and check all that out. But mostly I would say buy tickets to live shows and check out my special on YouTube.
Yeah, leave a comment on YouTube, mm-hmm. like a positive one.
Just like the reviews on the podcast, all that kind of stuff. You know, honestly, you could leave a negative one. It's all good for the algorithm.
The algorithm doesn't care.
It doesn't.
It is also, we got the Zoom happy hour coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's for
August 29th.
August 29th.
For the patrons, 10 and up.
Yeah, we just go hang out for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes. I will tell you that here on this episode that we are doing about being stressed and overwhelmed, naming all these things that we have to do coming up did not make me less stressed.
Well, we technically you came home yesterday, mm-hmm. but
yesterday was stress free.
Yeah, we had a fun thing, kind of like a end of summer fun thing. Went to a Padres game and we almost couldn't go
because mm-hmm.
your flight got canceled.
Yeah, rewind.
In Seattle.
Okay, so we'll start this discussion with why are we feeling stressed?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So yesterday, so this last weekend, I was in Spokane doing shows with Taylor.
Yeah.
Which, you know, 3 days on the road is fairly standard for us. That's not.
It was a lot of shows, though.
It was a lot of shows, including three on Saturday. And it's just
and
not.
Two Thursday, and two Friday.
Yeah,
it's a lot of shows.
It is a lot of shows in a short period of time. But that's not like unheard of as far as comedy for us goes. And it's not an incredible amount of time gone as far as my time gone goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
pretty standard.
Yes. But the day started off stressful. I was supposed to get in. I got 2 hours of sleep on Saturday night. I knew that was going to be the case
because
I took the first flight home and I was like, okay, well, the game's at 1:15. I land at 10. I'll come home, sleep for an hour and a half or two.
Yeah.
We'll go to the game. Mm-hmm. I land in Seattle and went to make the connection. They're like, your flight's been delayed. I'm like, uh-oh. And it's been delayed 5 hours. It's like 5 hours. That's extraordinarily long. Now I'm missing the game. I go to the mm-hmm. Delta help desk. bad story long.
There's no help.
There's no options. And they're like, honestly, you might not even get on that flight. You might become like that because we don't have a pilot. We've got all kinds of.
They're like, go down to Pike Place.
Right.
They have a good old time.
As a matter of fact, there was a family next to me that the lady said, my recommendation to you is that you go get a hotel and you come take this flight tomorrow. That's what I, because she,
it's sunny.
Because she saw what was about to happen, which was you were about to have a few hundred stranded passengers trying to get to San Diego, and that ruins everything. So what I did is I put in my refund request, which I don't know if I'm going to get, and I booked a quick flight on a different airline to a different airport, to Burbank.
Yeah.
Got a rental car, drove home, because yesterday, in a lot of ways, was kind of our last day of summer.
Absolutely.
Joel's already came and gone, but we wanted to go to this Pods game. It was Kids Fest. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We had a good time. Pods won. Great game. Beautiful day. Not as hot as when we were at last week. We knew it was going to kind of be probably our last Pods game of the year, you know?
Yeah.
Unless I go to the playoffs, because I did tell the kids I would take them. Or did I say World Series or playoffs?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Well, it was last time, you know? Okay. And then I came home, slept for an hour and a half, took a shower, and then I had a show at one of our favorite places, Blind Lady. So we went to the show and had fun. It was a great, great night. What we did was we just postponed
the reentry.
Mm-hmm.
And the grind of life.
Right. So now we wake up today. You know, rapid fire, name reasons in our life right now that things are stressing out. So causes of stress, you know, big and minor. Mm-hmm. I would say one was lack of sleep for me. And then that led into me sleeping in, which I thought it was agreed upon or just kind of a given, but maybe it wasn't. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, we didn't discuss it, but I didn't wake you up.
You didn't wake me up.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I purposefully.
Right. But then later you did kind of like rub that in my face.
But I said like, hey, I chose to let you sleep
right,
in.
Right, right. And in my mind, it was
a household.
Hey, I'm going on 2 hours of sleep. There was no option of me not sleeping in. Like, if my mind is like, well, if
that
were you.
I just always want people just to ask though.
Right.
Without the assumption.
Right, but
or the assumption that it wasn't
a
spouse giving like support.
Okay, but also you want people to ask, but I would say a lot of the time you are offended when people do ask and you're insulted that we even asked in the first place.
I'm trying to be better about that.
Yeah.
But
so
I do appreciate being asked or
but no you
or
do, no you
told,
don't no yeah, you da, that's da, 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 not da. True you do not oh you get you
or
get offended by the question
being thanked for the sacrifice.
Okay, that's different. Those are different things.
I would have understood, and I did. That's why I didn't wake you.
Right.
And then you went to the appointment I scheduled for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of appointments going on right now.
You can see from my side of things of where I thought, I hope, like, I totally get what you're saying. Like, ask and be grateful. Totally get it. But also my side of things was like, yeah, I mean, if you were, that were you, you wouldn't, there's no version of me being like, hey, make sure you get up at 7 tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have to ask me that.
I'm not following.
If the roles were reversed, I would have never expected you to ask me that.
But
I would just
we
be like,
had appointments to be at and to, like, right now with COVID, you have to call at 7 a.m. and you have to show up at these offices at 7 a.m.
So this leads,
or you will not get in that
day. So this leads to, let's get into the, so it's lack of sleep and then sleeping in and to what would say another thing that's causing stress is external health issues or we have health issues. I had a doctor's appointment today because I had a physical and I've got a cyst that's, you know, it's all fine. I get these every once in a while. And you got to go chop them off, but they're very annoying and they can be a little unsightly. And
there's a lot of gatekeepers between you and the cyst doctors.
Even though the lady that chops these off for me is a Facebook friend, and I'm like, can I just message you? I'll do this at your house. I don't care. We can go do this in Tijuana. It doesn't matter to me. We'll chop this off and take care of it. But she is not the gatekeeper for that. You've got to go through it. So I had, which meant I had to go to the Kaiser today, to the doctor today. Hospitals are very stressful right now.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get any lectures. He was all happy.
I think I've been to the hospital recently, or the doctor's office. I think the doctors are really happy when you're not an extreme case.
Right.
Like, they're relieved. They're like, oh my gosh, well, they're also have COVID. So they're just like, I'm going to take a breather too. They like sit down and start like talking to you.
You don't have COVID and you are vaccinated. They're very happy with you. You're just like, no, hey, I got this thing. And he actually even told me, it's so funny. I heard my doctor in the room next to me, and he was dealing with an older gentleman who clearly had like onset, like dementia.
Oh,
and it was like,
it's heavy.
It was dramatic. Yeah. And I like, you know, he had to like keep like, he was like doing a bunch of tests for him. And I heard him like as he like left that room after like essentially because he couldn't hear very well.
Sure.
So afterwards he was just like, Jesus, you know, like he just took a big deep exhale and then he came into my room and he's like, sorry for being late. I was like, I mean, all good, buddy. I just got this little bump. If you could take a look at, I just need you to write. But then he did get very chatty with me on a bunch of different
stuff.
Yeah,
that's been happening lately to me, too.
Okay, also, add to that, our daughter has asthma, maybe?
Yeah.
The problem is she has a cough. And
it's illegal to have a cough right now.
It's illegal to have a cough right now.
Yeah.
The doctor does not think it's COVID. That's what you're going to do tonight. We go to Kaiser. The line is extraordinarily long. And we're both kind of like, what other options are we? Walgreens are closed. And then I looked up the one at SDSU. I was like, hey, that's a walk-in. Let's do that. We get there. We park. It's closed. We go to another one. They're full.
South.
And so we got out of the long line. We couldn't get out of there. So now you're going to get a rapid test tonight because our kids start school in a day and a half.
Yeah.
And we kind of have to make the case to, we have to have a negative COVID test, and we have to explain to the principal / teacher, like, listen,
the nurse,
I know it looks this way, but it's not. It's something else. It's allergies and or asthma. She's getting an inhaler and some Zyrtec and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So so we have a sick kid with school looming.
Yeah. Yeah. And all weekend I kept calling and they had nothing.
Right.
Because really, about 3 weeks ago, you know, like the COVID wave 4 hit.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like it's not, our hospitals aren't full, but like everyone is in the COVID line.
Right.
The COVID test line.
Right.
And it's a lot of it's got to be kids because they get exposed. They have to get tested. They got to stay home. They got to go back to daycare.
Well, it was so funny too.
Day camp.
I was thinking about today because the doctor goes, he's like, well, you know, about half the country is vaccinated. And I was like, only half? And he goes, well, that doesn't include, or he goes, that
kids under 12.
It is the people who aren't vaccinated. It's like, oh yeah, there's a lot of kids. There's people who just aren't eligible yet, you know, to get it. And I was thinking about how stats are, COVID stats are a lot like Bible verses. Like people just kind of use them to prove whatever point they want.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, well, this fits the narrative that I already have. Predetermined one, so I can accomplish all things through He who strengthens me.
It's those Facebook stories, you know.
Anyway, so
it's a dicey time online.
We have that, and in addition, Joel kind of got hurt at practice today, and that was
he's had a couple weeks of practice, but they started contact on
last week
Tuesday, almost a week ago,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, so it's been a whole thing.
So we have multiple health and injury issues. Our kid got hurt at practice today and missed it. He was in the nurse's office.
He had his first scrimmage, like full contact scrimmage against JV Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Just a lot of new. He's never done contact football. We waited on that. He's done a ton of flag football, but that's a huge adjustment, as you can imagine.
Right.
I can only imagine getting tackled.
It's just, it's one of those things that you go, should we have had him do it earlier? Should he? Or you're like, no, but he's on a freshman team. He'll learn. He'll have them teach. You know, these people like, I told him like the Khalil Mack story. And he was like, well, you know, Khalil Mack didn't, you know, he's best NFL defensive player. And he didn't play till his junior year. And he goes like, well, Khalil Mack is an exception. I go, well, Joel Nickerson can be an exception. You know, like there's course, there's no, you know, don't that, that's not a reason to not try. But
yeah,
I also understand that he's small and he's like he's the smallest kid on the team. And
yeah,
you know,
even team numbers are down though.
Yeah, but he's that's the thing. He
like so they have to scrimmage more against JV.
Right.
And some schools don't even have freshman teams this year.
Right.
Which is unfortunate because you want to be playing with guys about your age when you're getting started. So, yeah. You know, it's just another COVID thing.
There's a million things constantly. So those are like four of a million other things going on. Like just normal day to day. Okay, yep. our girls start school this week.
Yeah.
What are some other? Oh, we had car issues. A car was in the shop for a while last week, and that was super expensive. What else we got? Other things leading to your stress.
You took my keys to the airport.
I actually took your keys to the airport.
I left them in your car.
Uh huh.
And then you parked them at the airport.
I published a special on YouTube right now. And, you know, that means like, okay, is that performing? How's that doing? Well, I'm also, you know.
You're booking spots in LA and it's hard.
There is stuff like that coming up. But also I was going to say was now I'm opening myself up to, you know, more public scrutiny.
Yeah.
For example, King of Spades commented on my special, you'd get more laughs at a children's burn ward, as in you suck.
Wow.
Saying your kid is super disappointing. Saying your kid is dumb is super disappointing. You don't deserve kids.
Wow. The internet's so cruel. Oh man! So but you're supposed to laugh at those, I guess.
I do laugh at them. I post them. I'm gonna post it tomorrow.
That one is so specific and unique.
Yeah, I'm gonna post that one tomorrow and be like, guys, the reviews for the special are coming in.
That one is so dark.
You get more laughs at a children's burn ward. That's like the meanest thing. Oh, this other guy did a big one. He was like really offended by the diet. He's like, dude, that diabetes joke is not cool. You know, we really severed. I was like, diabetes joke? I don't have a diabetes joke. Like where I'm like making fun of diet, and I couldn't even remember it. And then as I was like, is that the joke about Sweetos?
The Cheetos?
They should be called diabetos. I was like, that's. I'm not even insulting. That's the definition of easily like you buzz, like you heard a word and got offended.
Yes.
Oh, also I had a bad set last night and I hated the crowd. And
I don't think you did.
You know that constant feeling of never being good enough. Do you ever have that sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so does that kid on the other side of that door.
I know.
We'll talk more about that later when he's not closer. But there's a lot going on. There's a lot. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a transition season.
Yes. There's a million things going on. And there have been a couple moments of reprieve.
Oh, I was going to say, Gloria's got our last couple practices before she goes to canoeing nationals.
Oh, gosh, you guys all go to the nationals.
And we're gone like 5 days.
I have to learn how to make coffee, as you yelled at me earlier.
Yeah, so there's a lot. There's prep. She needs to focus. She had a really good practice today.
Right.
That's good.
Well, we're both
just
feeling
a lot of details.
All of this stress and overwhelmed. And I was very down today. Am very down today.
Yeah, and when you got home from the doctor, I didn't even think you were home.
Right. Well, we didn't really
looking around for
Well, listen, sometimes you just got to lay on the bed wide eyed. Sometimes you just have to stare off into oblivion and just let it all hit you, you know?
Yeah.
So
exhausted.
Let it blindside hit you, you know, knock the wind out of you like it happened to your kid at football practice later that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you didn't sleep.
I did last night. I slept pretty well last night, but
yeah,
you know,
you missed a day of sleep.
You know what has been
a night of sleep.
In the midst of all of this, a moment of reprieve and a thing I'm glad I'm not worried about.
What?
Joel's internet safety.
Mm.
I mean that very genuinely. That's
absolutely.
That's a very subtle. Like that is a transition into our proud sponsor of Bark Technologies, but I mean that in the truest sense of the word that last week we got Joel a phone, which was a thing we fought over too, by the way. Did we talk about that fight?
Well, that it only took you like 4 hours at the phone store, but
right.
Yeah, like a whole day.
So we get Joel the phone, and the timing couldn't have been better. And honestly, part of the reason we felt comfortable with him is because of Bark. If you guys aren't familiar with Bark, Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that keeps kids safer online. Maybe mm-hmm. the thing we've talked about the most on this podcast, other than bee stings, is internet safety. And yeah. Bark's mission is to protect as many children as possible online. And as you guys know, as parents, parenting is different now than it's ever been. And fitting into the theme of what we're talking about here, it can be absolutely overwhelming. And it is so nice not to worry about it. It is so mm-hmm. nice not to go to bed going like, I wonder what my kid saw on the internet today. I wonder what text that he sent. And what Bark does is it monitors your child's text, emails, YouTube, and 30 other
social
apps
media.
And social media mm-hmm. platforms for issues like cyberbullying, adult content, sexual predators, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence, etc. And you get text or email alerts only when something potentially problematic happens. So we've been mm-hmm. doing that like,
yeah, and you can customize the alerts, too.
It and buzzwords, mm-hmm. stuff like that, and helps you build trust. You're not spying on them. You're not seeing
everything.
You're
giving them privacy.
You're giving them privacy. You only see stuff that is sketchy, and you get mm-hmm. emails. And what's been funny is the majority of the emails we have got have come from texts that I have sent Joel.
Yeah, so, we just got one from his high school about vaccinations, but that got... they thought that was like a drug-related one.
Amazing. So we're big fans of it, and we recommend that you guys check it out. And mm-hmm. We have a special offer for you guys, our backseaters, is a free 7-day trial and 15% off the lifetime of your subscription.
Awesome.
All you have to go is go to the website, bark.us, or go to the description here in the show notes, and mm-hmm. Go to that link directly, or from the website, use promo code DON'TMAKEME for a free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription. So go check out Bark Technologies. I also, what I've liked about that is it's been fine. I was like, he's a good kid.
Well, you know what's sweet is they have this portal, this app, for parents and guardians and stuff, and it shows who they've been texting the most.
Right.
And last week you were the top
number
contact.
One, baby.
I was talking to another parent about, their kids starting high school too.
Right.
And he said, I've never gotten more texts from her.
Right.
Ever in my life.
Right.
I've never gotten so many texts in one day.
Right.
And, it's a tough transition.
Mm-hmm.
And, so if your kid's texting
you
a lot,
you've been kind of mean to me lately, is because you've been a little jealous that Joel's been talking to me more, or
no? I had a moment last week.
Yeah,
I did. Well, I had a couple where I broke down and cried, and there is a transition happening
mm-hmm.
with Joel and me
mm-hmm.
because I can't help him with football, and I couldn't really ever help him with baseball either.
Yeah.
But like we went school shopping, and he yawned and just played it so chill. He did not speak to me.
You're like, Joel, I'm spending a lot of money on you right now.
Yeah. And I was like, I mean, if you're apathetic about shoes, we'll just go to Walmart. Because he's like, yeah, these are good. I was like, they better be really good because they're $90. So anyways, I sense that transition where, and I know it's just normal developmentally,
right.
but he's grown up
mm-hmm.
and he still needs me, but not like he used to.
He needs you in different ways.
Yeah.
But he doesn't mm-hmm. turn to you and the stuff with the football thing today, that was like a chat for me.
You know,
and I kind of sensed it. And, by the way, who asked me a couple times today if I was doing okay was Gloria. And I was like, I mean, this kid has my exact brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just even the sense to be like, are you okay? She asked it probably two or three times. Like, are you okay, Dad? Do you seem mm-hmm. upset? And I was like, this is very observant from an 11-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's just another child that doesn't need you around here, Melissa.
Oh, stop.
It's just you and Claire.
Oh, stop.
Just you and that little bottle rocket that is Claire, that little firecracker that you get to go do 9:30, what's the word, tests with? COVID tests with tonight.
Oh, are you going to get the test? Sorry, yeah. I thought you're. Yeah.
Do you feel like? Anyway. Here's what I was thinking about earlier. Just you have all these other things, and then when it's like, you know, it's the straw, right? Like any little thing will break the camel's back. Like any kid mm-hmm. lipping off, or a spouse lipping off, or any, you know, physical discomfort, or I thought I forgot my computer cord in Spokane, and I, like, this was right before we started the podcast, yeah. and I mm-hmm. was like so demoralized. I was like, I can't have one more failure right now. I can't have one more frustration. I can't have one more task. I can't have one more thing to do. You know, it's just mm-hmm. there's a million things to do, and you're already stressed. And then when just one thing, like kind of one extra thing comes in, you're like, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way? Or do you just expect all those things to keep coming in? Or
no, I noticed it when, you know, noise is like hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloria has allergies in the morning, and I've been driving her to Fiesta Island. And it's been like a torture situation because she's sniffing for 25 minutes on the way to the beach. And I'm like, take an allergy med or blow your nose. And she will.
Yeah.
But then she keeps sniffing, and I can't turn the music up loud enough. And, and I'm like, I love you so much, but like, I feel trapped in this box with you.
I feel, yeah, you feel like you, like, are in the tissue box.
She just got out of bed. Yeah, and she won't stop sniffing.
Yeah, you might as well, like, you, any mouth or any, yes, it, noise just adds to your stress. It really yeah. sends you over.
And when we're in a season or whatever, like a really hard day, then it's even harder.
Right.
And I have to observe it. Like, okay, yeah. this is... I normally I don't like this, but like right now I like 1,000%.
Yeah, chew with your mouth closed, Joel.
Can't handle it. Yeah, I mean, we're eating steak. He has braces. He has allergies. I should understand that it's hard for him to chew
right,
with
right.
his mouth closed.
He's in
but
a lot
I'm
of
just
physical
like,
discomfort.
Like I'm like envisioning myself in the bedroom eating.
Right. But I told you that a couple days ago. I made some oatmeal and I was like, I'm going to go eat this by myself. We were like home together.
Yeah.
All the kids were gone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to go eat this by myself and watch YouTube.
I know.
Because that's how I want to consume this meal. Just let me have this.
I did some breathing this morning.
Mm.
Some guided breathing.
Nice.
Yeah.
When?
When you were asleep.
Oh. Well. That's... Well, at least we were both getting some self-care at the same time.
I have an awful story.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Because you saw the photos.
Which photos?
Okay, so we had a busy weekend, and I was doing some online shopping for school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Gloria, I'm checking out.
That's for Melissa. Melissa's going back to school. Melissa's doing some classes down in Grossmont.
I needed a new trapper keeper. And this never happened before, and it was amazingly awful. I said, Gloria, I'm checking out online. I'm buying her stuff. I'm like, why don't you cut up the watermelon?
Oh, yeah.
And so she puts the knife in the watermelon and it slides open.
Has she ever like, cut a watermelon before?
She tries to all the time.
So what do you mean? You put it in and it slides open? I don't understand.
Yeah, because it was rotten. So like the watermelon like threw up on our counter.
Yeah.
And it smelled.
Yeah.
So bad because it was rotten. And then it oozed into the drawers, the sticky juice, and smelly juice, and then into the cabinets. And so then I had to like mop the floor and clean the cabinets and clean the drawers and take the utensils out and then throw the watermelon away and light candles. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, I love it so much. That's a metaphor, Melissa.
I think it is.
I think it's a metaphor for when we are rotten on the inside. Just a little poke.
Uh-huh.
And all that rottenness
comes spewing out.
Spills into all your drawers. And it's a big mess that you got to clean up. And I'm glad that you got to experience that metaphor. And I was gone.
Well, I was just thinking if only I'd had like a munchie mug to put the watermelon
in. Oh! Bum, 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 bum. Melissa strikes again. Oh my gosh.
I was teeing you up. I was waiting for it.
Oh, were you? I wasn't. Yeah, I'm not there. I was too busy talking about depression. I was hoping that I could put my happiness in a munchie mug so that would stop spilling out. I don't know if they make an emotional munchie mug.
Do they?
They need a munchie mug for feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, food, you're supposed to eat your feelings. Mm. I think that's healthy.
You guys, if you're not familiar with munchie mug, it actually will make your life a little better because it'll make your life less messy. Mm-hmm. Munchie mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. Snack cup, whatever you want to put in there. If you want to put some food, some snacks of some type into a cup and that thing doesn't spill, then Munchie Mug is the product for you. It comes in a variety of colors. Mm-hmm. It's made right here in the USA. We love them. We have them. We gift them to people constantly. And they're dishwasher safe, easy to wash, easy to take care of, a nice little fabric lid. All you have to do is go to munchiemug.com. And use promo code Don't Make Me for 25% off your entire order. That is munchiemug.com. Promo code Don't Make Me for 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug.
That's right.
Making your life less messy. And so far, and therefore a little happier. Do you feel like when you are in these seasons, you just go like, okay, what do you just got to get through the next day or two? You just got to sleep. What do you turn to for hope?
Well, I try and laugh at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That helps.
I've literally never seen you do that. I've never seen you.
Dude, I was laughing about the watermelon.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't, but I've never seen you that like being a stressful moment when I'm around being like, ha, let's just be silly about this.
Yeah.
If we just add a little levity to this situation.
Joel made a joke over the weekend that was great.
There you go.
And he lightened the mood.
That's good. Yeah. Over the watermelon?
No, something else.
Okay.
Yeah. Dustin, that's such a big question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why am I stressed? Because I have children to raise and people I care about. And
There's always
hopefully,
external.
Hopefully, my kids will go back to school and not stay home for 13 months.
There's lots of looming things like that. There's like the Delta and the shutdowns and the school gonna...
This fourth wave is like, I was telling you today, like September, another COVID September and October and November. And I was like, I don't know. I already did all this.
Yep.
You know, it felt like we got like 5-6 weeks off this summer, you know, like where COVID was over and you didn't have to wear masks and we had a great old time.
And we managed to fight over that too because I said something like, well, what do you mean we didn't get a normal summer? We did get a fully normal summer. And you're like, no, we didn't. I was like, yeah, we did. We just, that's...
No, 3 weeks ago, the news started talking about you know, now everyone in California, a lot of people in California are like, well, you don't have to wear a mask, but you should.
Even my doctor said that today. He goes, I don't see the mask thing going away anytime soon, like for schools.
Yeah. And I just bought a bunch more masks.
Yeah. That is demoralizing.
Like, that kind of stuff. Like even sitting in that COVID testing lot. And I was like, what? I sent you that meme. I was like, are we still doing this? Like, are we really still doing this?
Mm-hmm.
It was great. We got the reprieve. It just, it went away.
Right.
You know? So
you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, I didn't. No, I did. Because look at that gratefulness, that silver lining I found.
Mm.
I have kids that I care about and I want them educated. And I have a husband to fight with.
So your way of dealing with this is to realize that the reason for the stress comes from good things, like kids that you care about.
Dare I say blessings?
Dare you say blessings?
I'm kidding to use that phrase. But you know what? You don't open up emotionally about sadness very often.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have times of it and you'll tell me.
Right.
But
I don't like to be a burden.
sometimes I'm a little blindsided by it
mm-hmm.
because it's not usually your go-to.
No.
And so, then you're so good at reading people that you know my sincerity doesn't come across. Like, because I care about you by like making all those appointments and
right.
like, making you food and like,
well, you have a harsh
scheduling everything.
You oftentimes have a harsh external layer that is not actually how you feel. It's just what's manifesting.
I just have a block, like a mental yeah. block between like kindness
yeah.
and like tasks.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of just get up ready to go. When what I mean by go, I mean not like go get them. I mean like go fight them. You know, like it's the old Tom Papa bit of just waking up like, and everybody do what they were supposed to do.
I know. Well, I don't know. When I became a mom, all of a sudden I had these like little people that I had to like constantly feed and clothe and
right.
care for.
Right.
And those signals are so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. And that's kind of the point with having a freshman in high school where you're like, you got to back up.
Right.
And let them figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, we hardly see them on school days. It's,
and then,
you know,
at the exact same time, we just got Gloria an ADHD diagnosis and I have to like not back up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have to be more structured
right.
and routined than I prefer to be.
Right.
And because I have to like hold my ground with
right.
her. And that's really hard for me too because I don't like to be that way.
Mm-hmm. It's more work too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for me to have modes where I'm letting one kid like get freedom and independence and then the other kid, I have to like change my game plan
mm-hmm.
from what I've done now that we know that doesn't help her.
Right.
You know, so I didn't answer your question, but
no, you
did. I mean, I guess I did with the attempts at gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And humor.
Well, I think also you have one advantage you have over me is you can shut it down at night.
Yeah.
And that you're like, as hard as the day may or may not be, you put that eye cream in, you brush those teeth, you get in bed, and it turns off.
My brain turns off. I don't have...
So you do kind of have...
I don't have the kind of active brain that you have.
You do kind of have sleep to help.
Yeah.
As far as like, the day will end.
Yes.
And I don't have that.
Yes.
I'm like, the day's just getting started, baby. I may be in bed. I might even be asleep, but who knows what, you know, the dreams are going to be and mm-hmm. such, you know?
Yeah.
So that that oftentimes just, you know, kind of exacerbates the whole thing that you're just like, okay, well, these things, these feelings, a lot of the time they don't, not only do they not go away, you know, they're worse and then you're by yourself.
Yeah, especially when you travel for a living.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I've told you that you deserve sleep.
Right, yeah, and, but I mean, I did.
But I also know that like for a lot of creators and artists, like that's just not part of the package.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't sleep as a kid either, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just not really. Again, and that's Gloria's brain.
Yeah, you know? I was telling you
Gloria's,
how...
Gloria went, got yeah. in bed at 9:30 last night and mm-hmm. then popped out at 11:50 and was still
yeah.
up. We're like, what are you
yeah.
doing?
I told my pediatrician when she was in kindergarten.
Right.
Like, she falls asleep at 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she might be in bed at 7.
Right.
But, like, is that normal? Like,
right.
clearly, you know, yep, she's wired like you. But, I don't know. I'm a night owl, too.
Mm-hmm.
But... once I crash, I crash.
Right.
Unless like something extremely like, you know, 2 or 3 life events
right.
has caused me, you know, nightmares or anxiety or,
you know, right,
extreme circumstances. But also I would say when a mom has a sick kid, that is like primal.
Totally. Absolutely.
Like Gloria is asking about sleepovers and canoeing stuff. When is picture day tomorrow? Or,
and you're like, all we have is this
orthodontist.
Sick kid.
And I'm like, we have a sick kid who needs a test.
And needs to go to school in a day and a half.
Yeah.
For mama's sake.
Yeah. And Claire's also been dealing with some like social anxiety and stuff like that. And
yeah, you know, it's funny.
We've been working on that.
I was talking, the doctor was really chatty with me today. And I think it was because he was, like you said, he was just kind of like, okay, this guy's
that
fairly.
That was his reprieve.
Yeah, you know, and he was like, how's everything been for you? And, you know, I kind of started talking about the kids and I told him it's been hardest on our youngest. And he goes, really? And I go, well, you got to understand. I mean, she's about to start second grade. She did more distant school mm-hmm. than she's done in-person school. And he's like, I didn't even think about that. I go, you know, she got really comfortable in that world. And that world was easier and there was less social pressure and you get more sleep and you get to spend more time. It's cozy. You get a little hot chocolate in the morning and spend time with your parents. And there's recesses in your backyard where you have your tree you like and, you know, mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's Claire's natural state. I think she's very social and
absolutely.
Wants to, but mm-hmm. she likes being social with us and that's what she was doing during the pandemic. So,
and now she's lost some of that because, you know, you're traveling and working and
yeah.
I am as working, taking care of the house. And
right.
so like, it's really hard to schedule right. stuff for your third kid, like play dates and then
sports and all that kind of
COVID
stuff. Yeah.
Outbreaks.
Well, we do just kind of have, yeah. We knew that just getting back from the vacation was like, okay, Dustin's travel schedule changes. Here it's getting there are a lot of dates but there's not like a super long ones coming up like there were there for a while
like
and
your
then,
May run
yeah and then yeah. we also like just not really seeking a lot of work or like we got a high schooler now and I was talking to Taylor about that over the weekend. I was like, I go like, Taylor, I'm out with you and some one-offs and you know, but I'm not hitting it with the old zeal that I once did. And she's like, really? And I go, like, I have like a high schooler. Like you, there's just, you got to be around as much as possible for, like, I can't imagine not being around for the chat that I had with Joel today, you know, for him to pick him up yeah. and have a rough practice and chat with him about that. And, you know, you're just like, you've got to be, now it's not possible for me to always be home, but you know, I'm not seeking, you know, let's string together as much oil. I'm going to do that. Let's do it. Let's do it. No. Let's do that. You know, like I'm not, you know, we've got other projects and other things that we work on with the pod and all the online stuff that you're like, all right, a few more days at home. We knew that was going to come, but now, we also have like the last kind of big thing is that Nationals tournament. And we're like, mm-hmm. and now that's going to be like a vacation for you, but getting there is not, and you yeah. know, and mm-hmm. we're also like, okay, well, we got to have Claire's situation figured out by then, and yeah. then also, what am I gonna do? Where, who's gonna go where? And the constantly moving schedules and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, it's gonna be a lot to pull off.
It's so funny, the idea that you guys are leaving San Diego to go to Oklahoma to go do a water sport. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in the world.
I know, but the rates are so good at the hotels. That's what
right.
I talked to the coach today. He said, like, this is actually one of the cheapest Nationals they've ever had because
right.
of the location.
Right, right.
And I was like, dying.
You're like, yeah, could we do it here? That would be great. Like, have you ever been to Santa Barbara? It's pretty nice. I know it's no Oklahoma City.
Oh, but that would, yeah, we'd save money on a flight, but the hotel would be crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Worth it a million times.
Well, they're going to load up the boats on Saturday. Mm. The canoes and the kayaks. It's yeah. going to take them like 2+ hours. Because then they're going to go drive them to Oklahoma City.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was, when I ask you how you deal with it, what I'm trying to be better at is just letting the emotion run its course.
Yeah.
And still try and be helpful. Grilled the steaks. Did some chores around the house. I know I botched a couple with the shirt situation, but you know, changing the water, taking the trash out, drive, picking up Joel, still like
yeah.
not like wallowing in this feeling of being like, I just got to go lay in the fetal position in bed all day, even though that's what my body is saying it wants to do. But yeah. also not being like, just going like, like acting like I'm not feeling that way. Because
yeah, don't
more
push
so,
it down.
I feel
yeah.
like these are chemicals, baby. Your brain's feeling the way that it is, and just mm-hmm. let this ride mm-hmm. and it will, you'll be okay. Because
you're supposed to observe your emotions. Mm-hmm. I think that's the word they use. Yeah, run the, have them run their course, observe like, oh, I'm feeling this way now.
Mm-hmm.
And then do what you got to do. Yeah.
Yeah, because you still mm-hmm. have to function as best as you can, you know, but you also like, it did kind of hit at a good time, because the last time this hit me pretty hard was like when we were in Nashville and I was like, I got a lot of stuff I got to do, you know, so sometimes you have to press it down mm-hmm. just to perform. And other times you can just go chat it out on a podcast in a beanbag, which is kind of our therapy. So do you feel better right now?
Yeah.
I don't. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Are you looking for a button?
No.
I can tell you're still not feeling great. But that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't always have to feel great. And just sometimes when I'm realizing, I heard this thing from Ricky Gervais recently. He was talking about, you know, goes, you know, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. Which, by the way, is a crazy astute observation.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. And I feel that way. That's like a good thing. Like, I don't buy into, like, you know, emotions serve a purpose. But sometimes your brain's just, it's inaccurate sometimes. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's accurate. And other mm-hmm. times, you know, you feel certain ways. And sometimes you just, it's almost inexplicable the way that you feel. And you go, hey, I'm down. But that doesn't mean I have a sad life. That doesn't mean that I'm depressed. That doesn't mean that things are terrible. And every, like, I go to self-hate pretty quick. I'm a loser. All that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you go, no, you just don't feel super great right now. And that's okay. That's that feeling is not accurate.
Yeah, so you don't spiral.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like
as much.
You try and contain it.
You try and do your best to contain it. Exactly. So.
Mm-hmm. I think it's improvement.
The last thing I was gonna say, I think it's improvement too, but okay. Last thing before we go.
What?
Can I sleep in tomorrow? All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the pod. We appreciate you guys.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our patrons at $25 and up per month. Thank you to the Forgotten Friends Reptile TV YouTube channel, to Dave Hoagland, to Jessica Sewell, to Avril Griffiths, to Carrie Teague, to Demarius Diaz Stevens, to Dave Cox, to Farah Journey, to Isaac Terran, to Lori Amos, to Nicole Carraz, to Rachel Kennedy, to Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your contribution to this podcast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code DELTA. That's monarch.com, promo code DELTA.